The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, all over the place, we talked about great beer. No Label brought me a great birthday gift, and now we got some from Whole Foods here.
Whole Foods Brewing. Yeah. These guys are doing good stuff. You know, you always talk about a cinnamon porter.
I want to do a cinnamon porter.
They've got one on cask right now.
Really?
A cinnamon cocoa porter on cask.
Ooh, that sounds amazing.
And I tried it today.
Yeah?
Money, my man.
That's what I want to do. I want to do a cinnamon porter, and then I'm going to age it in Whitmire's barrels, and we'll sell it as a Falconator.
The Falconator.
I like it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the plan. Just need somebody to help me brew it. We're good. Anyway, been a great beer day. So happy beer day to everybody. Happy Friday. I hope you guys have a great, great weekend. And we'll be back here on Monday. And we're gonna mix it up a little bit next week. We're not here on Tuesday, but we'll be back on Wednesday. We'll have a best of on Tuesday. And that's going to be a little bit of a tease to we are going to have a best of available on Gau Media Audio Publishing here in a couple months. So some of that might be on there, some of it might not. But anyway, that'll be Tuesday. So if you've missed out on some of the cool stuff like John singing Adele and things of that nature, that'll all be Tuesday. And you're going to be in Austin, and I'm going to be in Louisiana.
Yep.
So I got a great day planned. I'm going to go over there and play the poker tournament at the Nugget, and then Delta Downs races that afternoon at 1 o'clock. So I'm going to head right over there and play the ponies. So it's going to be fun.
Good day for you.
My kind of day, yeah.
Good day for you. I'm going to be eating good old Central Texas barbecue. And
that doesn't suck either.
Yeah, I've got a good day planned myself.
But we'll be here Monday because we have to dissect Texans v. Colts.
That's right.
So
we could have had the day off, but we didn't want to miss it out. We didn't want to miss out on
No.
It's hard for us to miss shows the day after a football game,
honest. And honestly, I don't like missing a lot of shows anyway, but this time of year – neither of us have actually taken all the time off that we're supposed to take anyway, so it's just kind of just taking a couple days here and there, but we'll be here for the bulk of both of the next 2 weeks, but there'll be a couple times where we're not. And hey, a best of is the same as us being here.
Yeah.
Only better. Nick says, sign me up for the bottle limit on the Falconator, please. I'm telling you, it's great. It's going to happen. I've been so busy with this other crap that I haven't gotten started on it yet, but things are getting better. And Albert says, happy birthday, sir. Been listening since your days with Matt Dean. Keep up the good work, and AJ is the real will always equal blank killer, which I can't say still.
Okay.
Actually, I probably should be able to say that again at some point.
Maybe.
Although, role model is a good nickname too. That was more specific to a time frame when you were beating up on. And if you're not familiar with the reference, I had to stop using the word for little people that rhymes with Gidget. Because I was referring to AJ as the Gidget Killer, and it was only because his first MMA fight, the guy he was fighting was shorter than him, and there was a photo that, I don't know if it was your wife that took it or a friend, but when they took it, just from the angle, it made it look like you were 7 feet tall. It looked like Hulk Hogan and Sylvester Stallone.
Right.
So, hence, that became the nickname.
Well, I'm 6'3", and the guy I fought was like 5'9", 5'10".
Yeah, but in the photo, it looked much worse than what it was, and it's like I was giving you grief over fighting a little person. And so that's how it became a nickname. And anyway, I got in trouble for it. 713-780-ESPN. Texter, can I get a shout out? Tomorrow's my graduation, and I ended the semester with 3 A's Start signing, adding MHA to my signature. Soccer Bilal.
All right,
Soccer Bilal. Yeah, he's always calling Glenn Davis. Dude knows his soccer.
Yeah.
Oh, they've got some of the Velvet Merkin at the San Felipe HEB also, by the way.
There you go.
Just tweeted that out.
Get out there and get it.
Yeah, that as HEBs go, man, they have a terrific beer selection over there.
One out by my house is good, too, but I don't want to tell you guys about it.
Well, I will tell guys because I always know when it's coming out, and so I can go get it. But, no, it's a great place, and they've also got some of that Bourbon County over there. And that's a well-run place if you want beer.
We got time for a non-sports
story. We got time for whatever the heck you want.
Did you see the story about this lady in Arizona who was arrested? She beat a 16-year-old teen, a boy, after finding him in bed with her teenage daughter inside her home on Thanksgiving. Jeanette Woods found the boy in her 16-year-old daughter's bed after the two had consensual sex. This is always a bad move. If you're going to bang a chick at her house when you're in high school or whatever, don't fall asleep. That's like the worst move you can make.
Well,
you got to get out of there. Listen, you had your fun.
You can't go on the road when you're doing
that.
You can't go on the road when you're doing that.
Yeah, you can't come and go as you please.
No, you always, if you can do it, it's got to be a home game. I know there are times when you have to, but you know your own parents' schedule. You never know theirs. And they may say they do, but they don't necessarily know.
Listen, when I was in that, when that was my deal, I was always ready to go. I was always prepared. I don't know if I ever had sex at a chick's house where I took my socks off, because you always have to be ready in an instant. And if you have the choice, it was always good to have your underwear dangling around one ankle, not all the way off, so you could just pull those bad boys on and get going, or just have no underwear, like shove your underwear in your pocket of your jeans in case you had to throw your jeans on and go, because you've got to be ready. You can't fall asleep. You can't let that happen. That's a rookie mistake.
I had a bit of an advantage because my dad worked nights, and I knew he was always going to be working at the Chronicle until 2 in the morning.
Right.
So I never really had to go on the road.
I had a bit of an advantage because my dad didn't care if I was getting late.
Well, yeah, if my dad came home, he wouldn't have cared either. He'd have just been...
I had a disadvantage because my stepmom used to C-block me every chance she got. But the other advantage I had was I had locks on my door. So, if something went awry, there was always time to fix it.
Well, and growing up, my dad had a pretty big house, and he'd built onto it.
Yeah.
So there was like one area that was almost like a separate house. And even if people were there.
That's the way to go.
Yeah, it was great. So I never actually had to do a road show.
That's the way to go. Yeah. Okay. Well, this guy fell asleep. And the boy awoke to Woods yelling at him and punching him in the face at 1 a.m. The boy said Woods was straddling him and repeatedly punching him in the face and body. He eventually broke free. However, Woods chased him out of the house and down the neighborhood street while continuing to punch him. The continued attack by Woods caused the boy to vomit. Which,
oh, wow.
Starting to think alcohol was involved in this story.
Sounds a little bit like it.
Because you know what will make me puke is if I get really wasted and then have sex and then have to run away from a mom who's punching me. That would make me throw up when I was 16 for sure. Woods,
I would have bought the mom a beer and tried to go three-way.
Woods stopped the attack when he vomited but told the boy that she was going to get her cousins to take care of him.
Uh-oh.
You know what that means.
Yeah.
He's going to die. The teen left his belonging inside the home and left his car parked outside the home. Woods told police she grabbed a baseball bat and caused over $5,000 in damage to it. She then took his keys and moved the car away from her home and down the street. Police responded to the home after a neighbor reported a suspicious vehicle. Police learned the teen's mother was the registered owner of the vehicle and that her son had taken the car. Jeanette Woods has been charged with criminal damage, assault, and unlawful means of transportation.
Wow.
She rid him pretty hard?
She rode him as hard as she could without killing him.
I hope it was worth it for him.
I hope so, too.
Yeah. Those were the good old days. Really, really old days.
Oh, well, listen. What's the
I did.
What's the mom
did
say?
Did you ever get caught?
No. Hmm. I'm not by someone else's mom. Like I said, my stepmom was always trying to bust up my party.
Yeah, my dad walked in a couple times and he just laughed. But
no one ever walked in. That would have been awkward. But
I never got caught by somebody else's parent, though.
No way.
That I can remember. I was smart about that. Joshua says the segment makes me think that AJ has now become the role model, teaching teens how to do it efficiently.
Please.
We know you guys are doing it, those of you who are, so just don't get caught. You don't want to get beat up by a mother. That would suck.
Oh, my beer guy is texting me.
Yeah?
He said he won't tell anyone that I shop at the Vintage HEB. Thank you. They really do have a badass beer
department.
Yeah,
that's another great one there.
Jordan is an awesome dude. And
yeah, I go out there a lot, too. Whenever we're going to Two Below's, I tend to stop out there. So
I'm blessed to have good beer spots around me and good beer people.
Yeah.
But that means now that I've said that, that means people are going to come searching there for the beer that I want. And I don't like that.
Look at the bright side. You probably are going to get a heads up.
They also have a lot of Coors and Miller, if you're into that.
And Bud Light.
Yeah.
And Dos Equis.
Yeah.
And wine. Corona.
And wine.
And wine. Oh, you guys
all
love
the wine.
Wine
you can drink, guys.
Exactly. Drink away.
Buy all of that stuff. But if it's beer that I want, you probably don't want it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't. In fact, the beer we like, it sucks.
Yeah.
You should wait till we have all that we want and then go buy it.
Then try it later.
Yeah. And then you'll be like, oh, they lied. This is really good. But unfortunately, it's all gone because they bought it all. All right. Great break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter. And text the text line. Also the same number. And just want to remind you right now that we are auctioning off 4 tickets to see UH and Florida State. These are great, great tickets. They're club seats. They're worth $250 a piece, so $1,000 value. The last we heard, the bid was at $600. So if you want them, that money's going to Toys for Tots. So if you buy the tickets, outbid the $600, Toys for Tots.
Yes, $600. It's still $600, and $600 for all 4 tickets.
Okay, yeah, we're not doing a piece. You're getting all 4 here. So if you're going to the game with your friends, you want to show off and get these club seats, and one of the Blitzers donated them to us because he's got Falcon season tickets, and they're great seats. So 713-780-3776 if you want to do that. Also, just want to remind you here, as time winds down before Christmas, you want to buy a great gift for somebody, we have a gift card option for an introduction to sports betting Blitz style. So make the Blitzer in your life happy. Make the degenerate in your life happy. Buy that gift card for them and let them buy the book. Audiobook. It's fantastic. Nothing but good reviews. And one guy said he loved it, but he wished there was more of it. And so he was a little upset.
I got tired.
So, anyway. I mean, that if that's the only complaint is you wish there were more, that's pretty good.
That's not bad.
We'll take that. So, check it out. It's also it's available at podcastarena.com. You go to the Blitz page, click on that. We now have a Facebook page for Gow Media Audio Publishing. You can go straight from there. If you're interested in that Royals book, you just go to GowMediaPublishing.com and for those of you who are horse racing fans, I will have the audio version of Acing Racing 2016 out before Sam Houston starts January 15th. So if you've ever been interested in horse racing and you don't want to spend the $30 to get the thing, now you're going to get it for $12.99.
Look at you. Not only that, I mean, you say $30, but you can get that thing used on Amazon for like $150, right, John?
Yeah,
is that what it goes for?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. If you want it autographed, it takes like $20 off the value. It's like down to $130 used and autographed.
Yeah, well, that
but used without your signature, it's $150.
Will just tweeted and said, just tried my first BBH straight off the tap at Carbach. Needless to say, I've been missing out.
It's a game changer.
Yeah, it is. And, I mean, I love it out of the bottle, but, boy, if you can get it out on tap somewhere, fantastic.
Well, the highest your book on Amazon is going for is $172.
Ooh.
Plus $3.99 for shipping.
Jesus, who would spend that? I mean, it's good. Don't get me wrong.
Whoever's selling it, the company that's selling it is called Gold East Bookstore.
The hell?
So, $172.
So they're buying my book for $29.95 and selling it for $172?
$172.63.
What the hell are people thinking?
Well, there's one for $169.24, and there's one for $171.14.
But if you're still on the... If you're on Amazon, you can just buy it for $29.95. Why would you do that? You get it brand new, right off the presses.
Well, these were brand new, too, or are brand new.
I don't know. I thought they were used. We're reselling?
No. I guess.
There's a market for that? I got to tell you, I know how many of those I sold. I don't know how much of a market there is.
You thought more people were interested.
Yeah, no kidding. No, actually, it's done real well, but... It's not worth $172, I can tell you that right now. Although, I guess if you hit one trifecta for $180,
it's worth it.
It would be worth it.
Although, you are getting good reviews on Amazon.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. 4.6 out of 5 stars.
It's not bad.
You guys are doing all right then.
Yeah. We don't have any reviews of the audiobook for our betting yet, but we will.
Someone should review it then.
Yeah. Anyway, the audio version of Acing Racing will have some new stuff that wasn't in the original, and it will also be a beginner's guide. So you listen to it, you'll be able to go out to Sam Houston Race Park and make tons of money. It'll be well worth the $12.99. We got you all set. So
I've got some good news for you, Fred.
Yes.
My buddies over at Texas Beer Refinery may help you cook up your cinnamon porter. They may be your go-to guys.
Oh, really? Because that's down in my neck of the woods.
And they already have a couple of Whitmire's barrels, they said.
Ooh. So, awesome.
I'll give you some contact info after the
show. Definitely. I've been meaning to get down there anyway because it's in Dickinson. And yep. I grew up in Lamarck right down the road. Spent a lot of time in Dickinson. Actually, one of the first girls I dated was from Dickinson.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure the first girl you dated didn't have a Dickinson?
Well... I am sure about that one. I'm not sure about all of them. Sure about all of them. Oh, trust me. We had all the jokes about that and all the jokes about the Texas City Dykes and everything else. I mean,
how's the brew?
Very solid.
Jung, have you tried that one?
No, not yet.
We popped open this Ivan's Revenge with coconut and cocoa. Oh, it's so good. We're spoiled today, Fred.
Yeah, oh, man.
I'm not a big coconut fan. So I don't know how much I like this.
Well,
I do like cocoa.
I'm not a coconut fan either, but it's kind of an accent, and it really adds to the taste. I think it's very good. It's very solid.
I can't
beer.
Even taste the coconut.
Yeah.
Well, it's all cocoa. It tastes delicious.
Yeah. So this is a very good call. I like this.
All right.
Oh, there it is. It's like a slight aftertaste.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it awful, though?
No.
Okay.
God, we
feels it tastes fresh.
We have become such beer dorks.
I've been one. You guys become one.
No, I admit I liked craft beer, and then I started hanging out with you more, and then I totally started chasing them all over the city like you do now. And now Jong's doing it. I think we blame you for all of this.
I think Jong was there just to to get Christmas presents.
Yeah, I think he was.
I think it was a total coincidence we saw him there.
But why did he?
He's like, what the hell are you guys doing?
Why did he not think we would be there for that?
No. He didn't think there was going to be a line.
Yeah, well, that was quite the line today. That's I'm guessing there was more on Black Friday that stayed over.
Oh yeah,
but
the line started way earlier.
But this is the most I've seen for just a Friday release.
Yeah,
since I've been going over there,
it was wild.
But it was good, man. And this was kind of weird too because you mentioned you didn't see a lot of familiar faces there. Usually when we go in those lines, you see about the same. You see some of the same folks, right? You kind of make friends with people because you wait in line. I didn't see them either, so I guess this is kind of a new crew. Including Jong. Anyway. All right, guys. Gotta tell you, Texas Mattress Makers. Christmas is almost here. You know what you can do? You wanna make things better at home? How about get a mattress that your side of the bed's perfect, her side of the bed's perfect, save a bunch of money, and you know what you can do with a good mattress. And you can make a lot of things happen. That's what you can do if you go to Texas Mattress Makers. And guess what? You're going to get 10% off showroom models. And that's for this month. Here's what you can do. The Paris King set, $799.99. The London Luxury King set, $999.99. That's the one I have. I got to tell you, that bed is fantastic. And what we did is we went in. They looked at how we slept. I sleep one way. My wife sleeps another. So they got us one that fits both of us. And her side of the bed is one way, and my side of the bed is the other. You can get that done at Texas Mattress Makers and get them for a great price. You're going to save at least 50% guaranteed over what you would spend if you went to a retail store. Because, hey, they're not going to do that for you. And then they're going to mark the price up. And they're not giving you the quality that you're getting at Texas Mattress Makers. I've seen how they make these things. And what you've all the guys over there, I mean, they're sleep specialists. They know everything about these mattresses. And they care about them. And they care about the way you sleep. And if you go in there, they're going to take care of you. You're going to save that 50% guaranteed. And because you're buying straight from the factory, they make them right there and sell them directly to you. 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation. If you tell them you're a Blitzer, I promise you, they're going to take care of you. They love it when you guys come in. And I've talked to a lot of people who've gone in there and bought mattresses, and they've all said the same thing. Great experience, great mattress, and I saved a bunch of money. 4619 Navigation. Better sleep at factory prices. Texas Mattress Makers, TexasMattressMakers.com. Tell them I sent you.
Sun in your head, don't be alone, man.
And we are back on the Blitz. And it's a 5:30 on Friday, which means it's time for our favorite guest of the week. Founder of pregame.com. You can follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. Our good friend, RJ Bell. Mr. Bell, how the heck are you today, sir?
There are two paths you can go on. Remember that.
Winning and losing, right? I tell you what, we're winning because we've got great beer here today. But I want to go back to last week and ask you something, because you've got your top six Vegas ranked teams, and Pittsburgh was pretty high last week ahead of Cincinnati. And I know you can't really project Andy Dalton getting hurt, but I know almost everybody was on Pittsburgh last week that was on the wise guy side, and I'm pretty sure you were too. Does that make you feel better about how these rankings works and things like that? That, you know what, we were actually onto something there with that?
Well, first off, I actually liked Cincy last week.
Oh, okay. I thought you were on Pittsburgh.
But I was certainly in the minority on that one. And that's the thing, is you can't be afraid. That's the paradox, right? Is on one hand, you don't want to stand out off by yourself too much. But really, to win, you've got to be off by yourself sometimes, because if you're with the crowd, well, it's kind of hard to win because you got to lay 110. The bookie usually wins if you're with the crowd. I actually really like Denver again this week.
I do too.
And I mean, listen, if you look at our Vegas rankings, and we've got a link on the pregame.com homepage right now, the teams are ranked 1 to 32 from a Vegas perspective. Carolina, New England is tied for first. New England was a little lower, but Gronk is back, a little healthier now. Running back seems to be doing well. Okay, third, by themselves, the Steelers. And then below the Steelers, Arizona, Denver, Seattle. So to me, the idea that Arizona, who is 11-2, and Pittsburgh not even in the playoffs right now. And I know that's not the only thing that matters, obviously, right? Because records can be deceiving. But the idea that Pittsburgh is so much better than Denver, that's the shocker. And let's do the math on it, guys. Is home field advantage typically in the NFL is worth 3. We talk about that pretty much every week. And right now, Pittsburgh is favored by 7. And a lot of spots over Denver. So you're telling me literally that Pittsburgh is 4 points better on a neutral field than Denver. I am flabbergasted. Now, for those listening who are saying, you know, Osweiler's the issue. Oh, no. Vegas considers Osweiler and Manning to be about even. And that if somehow it was announced right this moment, Manning's going to start, this line wouldn't change in any material way. The public might push it down a little, but the wise guys would not be like, uh-oh, now it's time to bet Denver. So if you take out the quarterback situation for Denver, the idea that that Pittsburgh is 4 points better, it is an eye-popper to me. And I think the rationale is Pittsburgh is so football sexy, as I call it, with that offense. That offense is so appealing to those that like offense that I think people are getting a little head over heels about it for a team, quite frankly, would be out of the playoffs if the season ended today.
Yeah, I saw that number, and I was surprised because I agree with everything you say about it. And I know you're a big Steelers guy, too, so so you probably follow them closer than anybody. But, man, right now –
That's true. And one quick thing, though, because this is a macro point, and sorry to interrupt, but is being a fan is a huge advantage if you can be objective. Now, we all know the people who are too positive. We also – about the teams they like. We also know the people that are really negative, no matter what. Oh, they stink, and oh, wait till this happens. But if you can be objective, that depth of knowledge of being a fan of a team can be a real advantage. And I think specifically with Pittsburgh, against a really good passing offense, they have trouble typically. And I think Osweiler with the Broncos is certainly a top 10 or 12 passing offense.
How often do we see the Patriots as two touchdown favorites? And I know that. Well, let's look at that Patriots-Titans game a little bit, because how often do they cover when they're this big at home? And I know the Titans are awful, but that number is so big. And I know they've been favorites like this all year long. But with Gronk, should they be 14-point favorites?
Maybe, but I certainly don't want to lay it, because here's the thing. Is it doesn't matter who you are. If you're laying double digits in the NFL long term, you're not going to win against the spread, because those teams have no motivation to win by a big blowout. They don't gain anything. A win's a win. This isn't college. Doesn't mean they don't try. Doesn't mean blowouts don't happen. It just means that you usually want to bet when your interests are 100% aligned with the teams. And that's why people love to bet underdogs, because an underdog's always going to want, or at least sharp bettors do, because even if you're down by 21 and you're plus 17 as an underdog, you want to get it down to 14 just so the score's closer and you don't look so bad. But if a favorite's up by 10 laying 14 with 3 minutes left and they're on the opponent's 40, they have no desire. You know, maybe they'll break one, maybe they won't, but they don't care. And to me, that's the beauty of underdogs. Your interests are always aligned with favorites. They're not. And even though Brady and Belichick historically are so great, if you simply look, Patriots favored by double digits. That's the only trend, the only games I want to look at. 9-24 against the spread last 33. So even the Pats haven't done well in this spot.
I'm curious. I wish I could go back in time, because I'd love to know what the – what the likelihood of, let's say, around week 6, when the Jags were 1-5 and the Falcons were 5-1, what the likelihood would have been that the Jags would be favored here in week 15. I mean, the Falcons, they have to have been the biggest, that's the biggest roller coaster of the year, right? Like, Vegas didn't like them to begin with, then loved them, now hate them.
Well, I wouldn't say Vegas loved them, right? Okay. Vegas was always a little stubborn about Atlanta. But, you know, after the fourth, and if I'm thinking back now, the fifth win, you got to give them a little bit of respect. But another example is Carolina, or at the time you had to give them some respect. But still, Vegas did not overreact. And that's one of the things, and we've been doing this segment now for a couple of years, is that you'll see is early on, there'll be teams 3-1, 4-0, and I'll say, yeah, Vegas doesn't like that team. Now, I would have said the same thing about Carolina. So Vegas is the sharpest group of people in the world, but they're not always right. And they were just plain wrong about Carolina. In fact, this is a fun little stat. Imagine, now you guys, $100 is, and that's what you tip the valet or whatever. But imagine you took $100 and said, I'm going to bet Carolina every game, the first 13, and just let the winnings ride. And I'm going to bet them to just win the game. Your $100 would now be worth over $64,000. So it really shows you that this is so unlikely what Carolina has done, over 640-1 against. So any team going undefeated is a long shot, but this Carolina team, a team that Vegas actually thought was below average entering the year, they were below, like they were ranked like 18th or 19th in our original Vegas rankings. The fact they're undefeated is one of the more unlikely things that's happened in the NFL in a long time. By the way, Carolina is only now favored by 4 points on the road against the Giants.
Well, one team that Vegas was on early that got off to a terrible start, and Vegas always believed in them was the Kansas City Chiefs, and guess what? That's worked out because now they're sitting 8-5 and probably aren't losing again. Is that one that the numbers where it should be because the Ravens are kind of bad even though they're at home, but or are we starting to overvalue the Chiefs a little bit because they're on a winning streak?
So you would say the Ravens are kind of bad?
Well, they're very bad. But,
so we've got them tied right now as the worst team in the league with Carolina. Oh, I'm sorry, check that. The opposite of Carolina. with the 49ers, the two worst teams. Obviously, it's about the injuries for Baltimore. What the wise guys tell me, though, and the guys that watch the All-22 and really watch every play, they're very impressed with Harbaugh, the way he's coaching this team during a lost season, and they're still making the effort. So oftentimes you get to week, 15, 16, 17, there's a situation where you got to start questioning the motivation of teams who are out of the playoff picture. Now, don't get me wrong. This isn't they're not going to try. The difference is 95% effort or 100% effort because they're all professionals. Every play, any player on the field plays is going to be tracked and logged and graded. And when it comes time for that contract, that play matters. Every play. Doesn't matter if it's week 15 or week 1. So that keeps people motivated, players. But it's that last little bit, right? It's 10:30 at night. You could study the playbook another 20 minutes, or you could watch something on Netflix. If you are having a bad season, maybe you watch the Netflix. That difference is something the handicappers got to account for late in the season. I think Baltimore's the kind of team you could think they're watching a little Netflix, but it seems like Harbaugh has them otherwise, and that makes me not disinclined to look at them, whereas if a team's not giving you max effort, I never want to bet on them.
That's RJ Bell, pregame.com. RJ, before we let you go, tell the people who we got a lot of new listeners, tell them a little bit about the website and the things that are available there.
So when you say a lot of new, that's just you saying that this show, the power of this show is just gaining strength every couple months.
Thanks to you, basically.
Yeah. No, come on. No.
Numbers are through the roof, man.
Well, listen, that's awesome for you guys. You deserve it. What I do love is we get to deep dive into some of this stuff. But pregame, I'll keep it simple. 95% is free, and it's like an ESPN, but for sports bettors. And the thing people love are free picks. And we've got a ton of free picks from some of the best guys in the world at this. We also have an ESPN radio show here in Las Vegas every weekday, and that podcast is up. It's only 1 hour a day, so it's an easy listen up at on the homepage.
Yeah, and the forums there are terrific, too. You get all kinds of good discussions going, too, about gambling and games in general. So great site, and RJ, as always, man, appreciate the time, and can't wait till next week. Talk to you again.
Thank you, guys.
All right, RJ Bell. Time for a break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. We have four club-level tickets for the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. Today, we're auctioning them off for charity. Well, forget that it was beginning at 9 a.m. with reality check and going all day through the Blitz, because who cares about those guys? But up until 7 o'clock, place your bid for the tickets. See the Houston Cougars take on the Florida State Seminoles in Atlanta. Highest bid at 7 o'clock wins the tickets. All the funds will be donated to Toys for Tots. These are great tickets, too. $250 a piece. So $1,000 worth of tickets. At last, I heard the bid was $600.
So it is $600.
Okay, so if you want $1,000 worth of tickets and all the money to go to charity, 713-780-3776.
$650.
Yeah,
that would. And then you can write it off on your taxes.
Yeah,
boy,
it's a win-win.
Do you know how many hot chicks you can impress with those tickets?
Three.
Exactly. And if you
know what the best part is,
you only need one.
At the same time,
you only need one or two.
Yeah.
All right.
Three chicks at the same time.
That's a pretty big number.
That's right, it is.
Too old to handle that now.
Please.
All right.
You wouldn't know what to do with your staple.
Fred could do more than three.
All right, let's do the Zadeye Jewelers Gym of the Day. He said totally deflecting that comment.
Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadeye Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Okay, I'm not really a fan of stuff where, well, I am a fan of it when Jimmy Kimmel does it and he'll like go out and interview people and say, oh, did you hear that Kanye and Kim named their kid this? And what do you think? And is everybody talking about it? And he makes fun of them, right? Well, apparently a recent survey from Public Policy Polling, thank you for making that alliterative, that's not easy to do, asked respondents their opinion on should the United States bomb Agrabah. You familiar with Agrabah?
No.
Me either.
Is that where Prince Ali is from?
That is where Prince Ali is from Aladdin.
The movie?
Yes.
Oh.
So Agrabah, fictitious. Among Donald Trump supporters, 41% were in favor of bombing.
Of course they were. Damn right.
51% were not sure. 9% opposed it.
Agrabah, Alibi, you name it. They want a bomb.
Yeah. So they basically threw this poll out there with Agrabah in it. And, 41% of Trump supporters. They weren't the only ones, though. More than 30% of supporters of Rick Santorum, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, Chris Christie, and Jeb Bush also backed the attack. 30% of respondents were in favor of the, I can't believe they put this in the story, magic carpet bombing.
No.
So, now, the only thing I would say about this is it doesn't tell me how many Democrats. I think they just polled Republicans. That's kind of cheesy and a little bit biased.
Yeah.
But apparently, this is the same people that D's Nuts came out on the poll at 9%.
Oh, well, yeah.
So, there you go.
Sounds like an onion story.
No, it's on cron.com. 30% of Republicans want to bomb fictional home of Aladdin, is what it says.
Shame.
Honestly, though, they just polled Republicans. I guarantee if you poll Democrats, you're going to get about 20, 25% of them, too. Oh, yeah, we got to bomb that Agrabah. That's where ISIS is from. That's where they're sending all these terrorists over from. Anyway, that's pretty embarrassing. But that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
People are dumb.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I wonder who they're actually polling to for something like that. Are they going to like Mississippi and Alabama? Oh, yeah, we got a bomb at Agrabah.
I'll tell you who they're
I saw
polling.
That movie. They're
polling white people.
Well, they're polling dumb white people.
Dumb white people.
If I see something, are you in favor of bombing something I've never heard of? First thing I'm going to do, you know what I'm going to do?
If it sounds scary, you bomb it, Fred.
No, I'm going to Google and see what the hell is Agrabah because I've never heard of it, and I know a little bit about the Middle East.
Everybody remembers.
And then I go,
Aladdin,
oh, okay.
Aladdin was a criminal.
He was. Let's not lose sight of that.
Right. Don't just pretend like this was a good guy.
No, and
this is the guy who broke into a palace.
Made a deal with dark magic in order to become
yes,
a king.
He's
a usurper. What the hell?
Yeah, this is a guy who is a trickster and can't be trusted.
Usurper.
And if he can do that, if he can infiltrate the royal palace, he can infiltrate our country.
And we can't have that. We must bomb them now. Because
if it sounds ISIS-y, we better bomb.
And what if Jafar gets back
well,
in power?
Who?
Jafar.
Bomb.
Exactly. Somebody says, obviously the Chronicle edited out the Democrat part. Great. 19% of Democrats, 30% of Republicans.
Well, that just means
dumb.
Yeah. There's dumb people on both sides.
Yeah.
Which I don't know that anybody would deny that.
Somebody brings up a great point. You should have polled, should we accept refugees from Agrabah?
Yeah.
That would have been a much better poll. Man. Anyway, I'm telling you, people are just so goofy. I love it.
All right, Fred, we got 1 hour left this week.
Yeah?
And then we're into Christmas week. Can you believe it?
No.
Have you got all the gifts you need for Val?
Yeah, she's covered. Although, I've been thinking I might want to get
a hoodie footie.
I might want to get her something else.
You been thinking about a hoodie footie or something sexy?
Well...
Because I know you're thinking about Pajamagram, Fred.
I am thinking about Pajamagram. I'm thinking maybe I order something that, you know.
Maybe a
heat sings up a little bit.
Maybe a sexy midnight fantasy for her and a hoodie footy for you.
I think the sexy midnight fantasy for her works really
Fred,
well.
You could be Prince Ali, and Val could Jasmine.
Oh yeah, well, she's a little pale for
Put
Jasmine.
Put a wig on her, spray tan. You're good.
You're gonna need a lot of spray tan for her. Have you seen her?
That's true. Well, she's Canadian.
Yeah, no, she's as pale as they come.
Christmas is right around the corner. You want to go with something that's gonna make you happy, and you want to make her happy in the process. That's where Pajamagram comes in. They've got tons of styles, including the super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy. Let's face it, it's hard to get her hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution to that problem. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas, and head-to-toe warmth means she's going to be hot in no time. You can find all the Hoodie Footy styles at pajamagram.com. They all have the drawstring hood, and perhaps most important, though, is the full-zip front. Imagine getting to open that gift on Christmas Day. Especially if you opt for the sweet and sexy gift set, which includes the Hoodie Footy and the sexy midnight fantasy. You buy both today at pajamagram.com. You will save $60 off the top, just like that. And you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Make it a Hoodie Footy holiday and tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you. That's pajamagram.com.